We've heard from a lot of people in Toronto the last week about what's wrong with the Blue Jays. I want to know from a national perspective, Danny, what are people saying about the Blue Jays?
Probably similar things to what they're saying at Toronto, Jeff. This is it's pretty amazing how disappointing this team is. And there were some people nationally who didn't like this team as much as people in Toronto did. I have to admit, I picked them to win the division. That doesn't look too good right now. If I had that pick back, I probably would take it back right now. But, there's a variety. Some people are saying this is a train wreck that what isn't going to get better. And other people are saying that it's hard to figure out why the record is this bad because there's a lot of talent there and they shouldn't be this bad and that they're going to win some games. But the key is they're so far down right now that they're in danger of getting buried to the point that they can't get it back. And that's really, I think that's the big question for the Jays right now.
I mean, you make the point in your item 3 to watch on CBS Sportsline. The Jays are 9.5 games out, 6.5 out of third. As you point out, the 2001 A's started 9-17 and went on to win 102 teams. But of the last 52 teams to start 9-17 or worse, only two finished a season above 500. That was in 2001 with the White Sox, along with the 102 win A's. And you know, I know people get tired of having us throw numbers at them and, you know, essentially saying, look, if your record is this, you've got to do this to have a chance. But it's pretty, the introduction of the Houston Astros into the American League has really changed the wild card dynamic in this league, hasn't it?
Yeah, Jeff, and here's the thing. I ran it last night and I said, well, what do they need to do to get to 90 wins, let's say? And if you do it to get to 90 wins, there are about, I think it was six teams last year in Major League Baseball that did what the Jays would have to do to get to 90 wins. At some point during the season, had a run of, I think it was 81-55.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just 90. 90 wasn't good enough last year. And as you say, there's a real chance that not only 90 won't be good enough, but maybe 92 or 93 won't be good enough. And if that's the case, if the Jays have to get, say, the 95 wins, well, what they have to do from here on in, they have to play, you know, we say 95 wins, well, the hole they've dug themselves, they would have to play from here on what amounts to probably 105, 110 win pace.
Wow.
Over the course of 162 games. So that's the kind of team they would have to be from here on. And while I think they're a talented team, I'm not sure they can do that. I think there's a real good chance that unless they just implode mentally and in the clubhouse, I think there's a real good chance that they'll be one of those teams joining those, as a 2 of 52, joining those that finish above 500. I think there's a chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But is there that chance that they win, say, 95 games that it might take to get in the playoffs? I think at this point, you have to say that's very difficult.
You know, one of the things, I guess it's predictable that after a start like this, a lot of people would turn their attention to the manager. I'm not entirely certain it's fair, and I'm not entirely certain Alex Anthopoulos is even for a second guessed himself. But I wanted to ask you this. I've been told by people that the Jays are, people in baseball expect to see Alex do something before he does get rid of the manager. In other words, they expect to see him pull off some sort of deal. This team needed an impactful left-handed bat, even with a healthy Jose Reyes. This lineup had some issues. Is there anything out there in terms of a personnel move, any player on the market, any potential player on the market that Alex might be able to pry away from somebody before the trade deadline?
Look, there's always players available, but that's always the problem with any team that gets off to a slow start, is this is not the time to make an impactful trade. And the reason for that is that no other team, the type of impactful trades you make are the type where you're getting a player from some team that has basically given up on the season. Teams normally come out of spring training and they like the players they have. And the only players that they're looking to give up this early in the season are ones who don't fit into their team. And that's very unlikely to be, as you say, an impactful guy.
Mm-hmm.
So probably not. And as far as the manager goes, you know, as you know, Jeff, Alex kind of put his butt on the line in hiring John Gibbons.
Yep.
And I think to give up on him at any point early, whether it's now or even a month from now, boy, I think that would be a very hard thing to do. And I think it would be, you know, how do you, as Alex Anthopoulos, go and stand in front of people and say, I did this. Everyone thought it was nuts when I did it. Well, now a month into the season, a month, 2 months into the season even, I'm going to say, you were right, I made a mistake. I think that's a very hard thing to do. And it's hard for management above him to do because he put his butt on the line so much in hiring the guy. I was talking about that with somebody in baseball last night of whether he could get in trouble. I think that's whether they could turn to the manager. I think that's a very difficult thing to do given the circumstances of how he was hired.